to me. You had so much to say. Picture of positivity and given what you said. Guess you really know what life is worth, coming back from the dead. To cherish every moment on this earth. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game. Show everybody how you beat the odds, how you overcame. Mustered on something to please the gods. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game. So grab your gear. The team that saved you needs you now, and there's nothing to fear. And only you can show them how. And I've heard tell, what doesn't kill can only make you stronger. So find where you fail. Get back out there where you belong. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game. Show everybody how you beat the odds and how you overcame. Mustered on something to please the gods. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game. Get back in the game. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game. Show everybody how you beat the odds and how you overcame. Mustered on something to please the gods. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold. Get back in the game. Show everybody how you beat the odds and how you overcame. Mustered up something to please the gods. Now nothing's gonna keep you down. You've risen from the cold, hard ground. So get back in the game.
Backstage at Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival with Vancouver-based folk and pop singer, songwriter, and previous Canadian Folk Music Award nominee, Chris Ronald. Thanks for joining me for Indie Beat.
You're welcome. You want?
Tell me a little bit about your very early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Well, I guess what I would say is we grew up in a family that listened to a lot of music. And so, you know, there was always music on the turntable. Kind of, you know, memories I have, bands like Carole King and Electric Light Orchestra, Jerry Rafferty, kind of 70s and early 80s is kind of what I really remember in my early childhood. And then, but I also have three older brothers, so then I was kind of exposed to whatever they were into. You know, in that kind of new romantic 80s phase, it would have been like Tears for Fears and China Crisis, Heaven 17. I don't even know if you've heard of any of these bands. And then, you know, then they'd get onto into the prog rock like Yes and Rush. And but then I kind of, you know, I was eventually drawn into the folk of the UK and the Americas, well, you know, North America. So, and I guess that was around the time when I was starting to learn how to play guitar. And so I had a musical brother who played guitar, and he taught me my first chords. And then I just kind of took it from there. And, you know, learning Don McLean, John Denver, Neil Young songs. And that's kind of where I'm rooted. You know, I'm rooted in that 70s singer-songwriter genre. And but also my grandfather was a singer, huge storyteller, harmonica player, and so again, as his grandchild, I had regular encounters with storytelling as well, and I think that kind of bleeds through into my music as well. So
you do write very powerful and emotional lyrics. Do you find in your songwriting process that your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a melody or a hook or a riff and move on?
I actually, particularly on this latest album, Fragments, often came from a words first approach. And that is an approach I like to work with, which is basically just kind of leaving all the music and melody to one side and focusing on the lyrics and the message. And often what I've found is when I do that, the song appears, like the melody appears from the meter of the words, and it's almost like it's a freebie when that happens, right? Because I've not had to work at it. But that's not to say that I might not have kind of, you know, stumbled across an interesting chord progression, and from that a melody, and then from the melody, so totally in reverse, right? It's whatever.
You just mentioned your fourth record, Fragments, which was released on the Borealis Records label last year. Your debut album was back in 2004. Do you feel there's been an evolution in your music during that time?
I think so. I think I've matured as a songwriter. I think the songs are a little more complex. And also in terms of from the recording point of view, getting some really amazing musicians involved. Like, you know, that 2004 recording was in my bedroom in Vancouver with a laptop and, yeah, just really, really basic gear and some just very basic layering of my own voice, or maybe a little bit of harmonica or a bit of guitar. But that was it, right? Now, with Fragments on my previous one, Timeline, I've got some Vancouver guys involved, and that's not to say that there aren't a few tracks that are totally stripped down still. But then it runs the spectrum from stripped down singer-songwriter to fully accompanied kind of old country bluegrass tunes or whatever, yeah.
Musically, it runs quite a spectrum. Is there a theme lyrically or any kind of theme to the songs?
Well, the theme of the album, I guess, Fragments, the idea there is that the songs just kind of develop from these fragments that I stumble across in life, whether it be something from my own life or somebody sharing something from their life. And for example, a story from this guy who was just happened to be at a show of mine and came up to me afterwards, was telling me how much he loved it and how she kind of resonated with him, and he happened to be a championship curler, and so he said, well, I'm kind of interested in maybe talking to you about doing some live music at the club. So we met for lunch a couple of weeks later, and he told me this story about how he technically died on the curling rink during a championship game. He had a major heart attack. He was out for 5 minutes, and he was revived on the ice and then whisked away to hospital and lives to tell the tale. And I was like, crikey, you know, there's a song in that. I've got to write a song for that guy. That doesn't happen every day. So that song was Get Back in the Game. And then the opening track, Everything Goes Green, was inspired by clearing out a storage room in my basement and then finding this tub of rackets You know, tennis rackets, badminton rackets, pulling, emptying that out. And then all that was left after I'd emptied the rackets out in the corner was a pile of dust and sand and the wedding ring I'd lost 8 years previously. And then it dawned on me, hang on, it's also our 15th wedding anniversary today, right?
Wow.
So there's these moments where it's like this, I feel like the songwriting gods are speaking to me. I've like got to capture it in a song.
Summer's coming to a close. I'm throwing out the withered rose. It might be the last one of the year. Summer's end is drawing near. And you and I will carry on. Another solstice come and gone. Fortunes ebb and flow with the sea. But it's the same, you and me. Autumn colors come on. Everything goes green again before too long. Autumn leaves drifting down, spinning rugs of red and brown. Summer games forgotten in the grass. Autumn soon will come to pass. And if our promise ever fades, it's just a layer of dust away. Journey through the album of our lives for our promise to revive. Winter branches come on. Winter deals an icy blow. Seasons hidden under snow. Favorites ever faithful to return. Winter's grip no longer firm. And if we wander from the path, it's not to squander what we have. I'll watch another summer winding down. No, we'll always come around. Springtime showers come on. Before too long, everything goes green again before too long.